It is Friday, December the 22nd. This is Chris, and I'm getting ready. Well, first of all, to record an episode of Tips from the Top Floor. That's my main podcast. It's not here in Anchor, and the topics in that are manifold. This is the year-end episode. It's a bit of a gear-related show this time. We'll answer questions from the audience. I'll give a list of shopping tips with some of the gadgets that I either own or that impressed me in 2017. And I answer listener questions. I will post this probably today, maybe tomorrow, over at tipsfromthetopfloor.com, or you'll find it in your podcast client. And I want to pick out one topic that I wanted to discuss here on Anchor. Investments. I want to talk about investments, and especially investments in cameras. At this time of year, I often get the question about how is this camera better than this camera? How do they compare? Which camera should I buy? Lots of gear-related questions. People are just, well, they are bombarded with advertising from different camera manufacturers, and everyone tells them mine is better than the others. And I just got a question for Tips from the Top Floor that I will answer more extensively there, but just briefly here. The question was, which is the best one of those? Or please compare the Sony A7 Mark III, the Canon 5D Mark IV, and the Nikon D850. All cameras that are relatively new, even though the Canon 5D Mark IV is now a year old, and it's probably the oldest one of the three. Old in big air quotes, because hey, old is very relative. And of course, you can go about comparing those in the spec sheets, right? You can look at the number of megapixels, but they're all in a similar range, at least similar, plenty of megapixels. There are sensors, the Nikon and the Sony have really good sensors, some of the best sensors in the market right now. The Canon, slightly less good, but hey, those are all in the top range, so they are within a very narrow band. So even if the Canon doesn't excel the others in some detail in terms of low light or dynamic range, it is still very, 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 very good. So they're all up there, and that is not really a deciding factor for me. And of course, you can look at battery performance, and the Sony is a mirrorless camera, so you can look at, does a lack of a mirror affect the way you shoot? And it comes down to a few hard facts. For example, the Sony is definitely the best for video of the three. So if that is something that you need, then the choice is pretty much there. But it also comes down to investment, as those cameras are all very close to each other, really close to each other. You have to look at how much of an investment would it be to switch to a different system. Now, granted, if you come to this from zero, if you do not have any of that, then hey, make your choice. But if you've used cameras before, you have an investment. And I'm not just talking about lenses, which are probably the biggest investment. I have two tilt-shift lenses here. If you buy them new, the pair will set you back $4,000, which I didn't. I bought them used. But still, that's an investment. And the moment you switch to a different system, you lose that investment. You will have to reinvest into new lenses. And those two tilt shift lenses, there are no equivalents in other camera manufacturers. So for me, that is pretty much one of the reasons that I can't, even if I wanted to, I can't switch systems. But the biggest investment of all, the biggest investments by far, is your muscle memory. Yes. I have weeks of customization in these cameras now, so they are both the same. I use two different cameras from the same manufacturer. They operate the same. That is important for me, so I can switch back and forth without having to work in a different way. Because when it counts, and I wouldn't get the shot if I had to go in the menu and try to figure out how I do X, Y, and Z. That muscle memory, that is months, if not years of training. I know my cameras in and out. I can operate them blindfolded, upside down, backwards. This is important. Depending on your kind of photography, if you do landscapes and you take 20 minutes to set up a shot, hey, fine, but most of my photography is faster and I need to get the shot, and I wouldn't get the shot if I had to think about what I had to do. So know the tools, train your muscle memory, and then for me that is such a simple choice to go to a different camera that allows me to keep that investment and not have to reinvest months of my life to train myself into using that other camera. All right, that's it for this year, I guess. This is possibly the last, well, I'm not sure, maybe I'll throw in another one, but I'll be traveling and be on an event over the holidays, so there's a good chance I will take a week off and then come back with new stuff here on Anchor. Thank you all for hanging in there. Hey, interact, send your call-ins. I'd be happy to discuss stuff, and yeah, just hang in there, have a happy everything, and talk to you again sometime soon.